This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Slime Horizon.
Theme song that just played?
Yeah.
That shit bumps.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about remastering it digitally.
Sure.
Down at Slime Horizon Studios.
Yeah.
Best audio mastering engineers this side of the San Antone.
They do mixing. They do mastering.
They mix. They master. They send you MP3s.
They Dougie. They know how to Dougie down there.
They do Dougie.
They taught me.
They have been known to Dougie.
Yeah.
They have most of their awards... All the accolades that they post on their website.
Yeah.
All for Dougieing.
Slime Horizon Studios.
Horizon Studios.
Best in the biz.
Yep. You can't get any better. Dude, fucking Will I Am? He worked with Slime Horizon.
He came up in Slime Horizon.
Yeah. Bill? I call him Bill because I know him from down Slime Horizon.
Yeah.
Bill I Am.
Yeah.
I seen Pharrell down Slime Horizon. Big hat. Huge hat on that one.
Yeah.
That guy.
He's a nice bloke.
I feel like he's a nice guy.
Nice Pharrell. Bloke.
Yeah, but he probably isn't.
A bloke?
Yeah, he was in that that song with Little Alan Thickboy.
Mm.
Don't care for that song.
No?
No. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
And we're going to be your hosts for this evening and all of the festivities therein.
Can't wait.
Can I ask you a question, though?
Yeah.
You got a New Year's resolution. This is the first show of 2021.
No, I don't do that.
Me neither. So, I don't do it for a couple of reasons. One is time is just arbitrary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't matter. Just do it if you're going to do it, or don't do it.
Don't do it.
But also, because I have no self-control, no willpower to speak of.
Yeah. Will you are not? Will you do not have?
Will I amped?
Right.
Will I ain't.
Will I ain't.
That's me. Will I ain't.
Yeah.
I ain't going to keep my New Year's resolution.
What is yours?
Have one.
Well, then how are you not going to keep it?
That's the thing. It's a vicious cycle because I'm not going to keep it. If I wanted to keep one, if that was my goal, then that's what my resolution would be to make a New Year's resolution and keep it.
Right.
That's my New Year's resolution. But I never do the resolution. I never accomplish it. So it's just like, it's a paradox, really.
Have you done it in the past?
Can't remember. Don't think so. I didn't fuck with that. I didn't fuck with Lent. I didn't give up shit. I was like, okay, I won't eat candy today.
Yeah, I don't do Lent.
No, I can't remember if I pretended to, or if I just flat out didn't do it because I was a bad shit Christian.
Me too.
I was bad at being
this Lent. I'm going to quit jacking off once and for all.
That's right. I'm giving up use of my dick. I'm handing my cock over to the Lord, putting it in his hand.
Yep.
So he can jack me off.
That should be your New Year's resolution.
Get jacked off by Jesus?
By God.
By God.
By God herself.
Wow.
Or himself.
Wow. Yeah. That's it. So we'll see. 2021, it's the year I get jacked off by God.
Yeah. Mine, I'm going to try to get Villa less, you know?
You're going to what?
I said, I'm going to try to get Villa less.
Villa Pizza.
Yeah, pizza.
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 Villa Pizza. From
Villa Pizza.
Down the street.
It's just so cheap, and it's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those people running that joint freak me out.
Why? I never once found a Band-Aid in my food. Low bar.
Well, it's mostly because they don't wear masks.
Yeah, they do now.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
It's a mandate. Yes.
I had customers come into my store and say, like, a mandate's not a law when I asked them to put it on.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, regardless of that, you need to leave.
Yeah.
So then they went, I'll take my business elsewhere. And I said,
okay.
Thank you. Bye.
You really had that happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was way meaner than that, though, than what I just said.
Okay.
But only once has that happened.
Mm. I made someone put their mask over their nose today.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah. I said, can you cover your nose with that mask? And he said, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He didn't even fight me on it.
Yeah, most people wouldn't, I don't think. Because I think usually it's an accident, like it slides off.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people are just stupid and they just like think that it's good enough.
Yeah.
When it's like that defeats the entire purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had someone that confused me pretty thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
He told me he has MS, but he's
Microsoft,
also
like Microsoft Paint or Word. Or,
yeah. Oh yeah. MS Word.
Off the whole suite.
He said, I don't know if I believe all in all this COVID stuff, but you know, I wear the mask just in case. I'm like, you wear the mask, but you can't admit that it's real. That's the least you could do is admit that it's real.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
But even like, still,
I'm gonna think,
like
as if I'm going to think less of him for being like, yeah, you know what? I'm just going to wear the mask. Why not? Like, I'm going to judge him for, I felt like he was just trying
I see. Like, he was worried that you were going to judge him for being a pussy or something.
Yeah, which I never, you know, right. I'm a pussy.
Yeah. No, pussy is good. Pussy's a good kind of thing to be.
Yeah.
In my world.
Warm.
Not in, not in his world.
No.
Well, I have a lot more to say about COVID a little bit later.
Okay.
When we get into the 5G conspiracy theory and one new development.
I had 5G. Oh.
Yeah?
I had it right when it hit.
You caught it?
They caught 5G, yeah.
Oh, shit.
They weren't calling it 5G yet. I didn't fucking know.
What was it called?
I don't know.
It didn't have a name?
No.
Oh, okay.
You think I wore a mask? Fuck no.
No.
Fuck no.
No.
You know, pussy.
You know what? I do have a realistic goal for this year.
What's that?
I want to be more like a race car.
Oh, yeah. You could easily do that.
You know?
Get
all this talk of becoming more like a truck.
Yeah.
We've talked about that plenty. I want to be more like a race car this year.
Yeah, why not? It's not as cool as truck, but it's pretty close.
But it's vroom. Twelve gears on me.
Yeah.
12, 15 gears on me.
Yeah. Top gear.
Top gear. Top shelf, top gear. Oil.
Oil. Pep boys.
Pep.
Pep man.
Yep. Yep. Yep, boys. Real quick here. Patreon.
The Patriots.
That we got a Patreon.
Their season's over.
Did they lose?
They lost.
Are you shitting me?
They were 7-10 or something.
Brady?
Come on. Cam Newton?
The fridge?
The fridge. Oh, yeah. I love the fridge.
The fridge. He's big as a refrigerator.
Terry Glenn?
He's big as a refrigerator.
Willie McGinnis? I used to tell people I love the Patriots, and then I'd start naming people on the 1996 roster that I just remembered from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout outs to our patrons.
Curtis Martin.
If you want to be our patron, which you do.
Yeah.
Give us a hand. Help us out. Throw us a couple $2-3 like we're busking down the street.
It's tree.
Tree or five.
Tree, five.
Some people give them five.
Who cares? Can you do a custom?
I don't think so.
What if someone wants to give us $400 or $500 a month?
Contact me. But yeah, there's three hit rap songs in there already. If you sign up, you also get a shout out.
Am I on them?
You're on one of them. One of them's up my back.
Butt
crack. It's the first time that's being released anywhere outside of the episode that it was in.
Yeah.
And yeah, then two other songs. You can listen to them. And we're also going to have like a commentary track for Ghost Ship coming up pretty quick. Only on Patreon. So $3, $5, $3, $3, $5.
Dude,
are you shitting me, bro?
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
And I want to thank everybody who already signed up. We got here shout outs for our first five patrons. We got Eric.
Ewick.
Doesn't say his last name, but it's Eric Miller.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Thanks, Eric. Love you.
Duncan.
Miss you.
We got Duncan.
I love your glasses, too, and the color of your hair.
Duncan or Eric?
Eric.
What? He has red hair.
Yeah, I love it. Love it. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Come on.
Controversial. That's a controversial statement.
No, it's not.
Duncan. We got Duncan Garnett, son of Gary.
Duncan.
Big fan of that guy.
Duncan.
Thanks, Dunk.
Duncan.
Oh. Oh, Duncan, Duncan.
Thank you very much, Duncan. Thank you for giving me money.
Duncan.
Thank you for giving me money. Duncan.
Dunk.
Appreciate you. Duncan.
We got Bwet.
Bwet.
Shout out.
Bwet.
Shout out, Bwet.
Bwet.
Bwet. Bwet.
Everyone knows Bwet.
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 Duncan.
Bwet.
Bwet.
And we got Nick Postman, Postmaster, Postboy.
Postman, Postman, Postmaster.
Everybody knows him. He was our dungeon postmaster.
Postmate.
Postmates. And then we got Jesse Birdwood. He's Jesse, part bird, part wood.
Oh, my God. He is a lot of muscles. He's got a lot of muscles.
Big.
Big muscles.
I haven't seen him.
I'm going to fucking squeeze him. I'll tell you.
Okay.
You know, this is what I want to do. But in a post-COVID world, the first thing I'm going to do.
You know, find this.
I'm going to track down Jesse boy. Birdwood, and I'm going to say, Jesse Mast?
Sick muscles.
I got the vaccine. You
can
know,
I squeeze you.
I'm not going to wear a no fucking mask.
No mask.
No mask.
No.
But can I squeeze?
Not a chance.
Can I squeeze your muscles?
Let me just squeeze your arm real quick.
Can I feel your?
Can I touch your arm?
Can I feel your quad?
What are we talking for cork?
What are the
rules on cork?
That's going to be the $5 tier if you want some cork.
Yes. Well, thanks everybody who donated. We appreciate
it. Oh, my kid, and I do it on a dare. And also, but on another thing that happens.
You're going to get stickers, right?
Sure.
We got stickers. They're coming for all of yous.
I got to eventually let my guy know.
But, yeah, we got to let the sticker guy know.
Right, right.
But, you know, that won't take too long.
No. If you donate, you get your name mentioned on the podcast, and I say it real funny. So,
yeah.
Jesse didn't get one, though. But I did. I just want to squeeze his muscles. So
Birdwood.
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 Birdwood. So, I appreciate you.
Birdwood.
Pal.
So, moving right along.
We'll find it. We'll find that one. We'll master it.
Barwa.
Barwa.
Jessica. Barwa. We got a voicemail message from Nick Einstein on Instagram.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Let's tend to this.
Okay.
Nick, of course, is True Einstein on Instagram.
One, Justy Boy, if you were a sandwich, what type of sandwich would you be?
And where would that
sandwich come from?
Okay, that's one part. Goes in and out.
Two, Curtis.
He's covering up the
you
mic.
You were trapped on an island with no food except
the Justy Boy sandwich.
Would you, Curtis, eat
the Justy Boy sandwich? Thank you.
All right. So there's some technical issues there, but... In short, he's saying, Justy Boy was a sandwich. Mm-hmm. What type of sandwich would he be? Where would it be from? And
I'll tell you one thing. If I were a sandwich, I'd be expensive.
Well, yeah, that goes without saying.
Real expensive.
Big.
This is a $200, $300 sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm talking.
Solid gold sandwich.
Yeah.
Gold crust.
Yeah.
Diamond crust.
Maybe, you know, maybe a nice roast beef.
Roast beef?
Yeah. Me?
Well, then no, I guess I'm not going to eat it.
Pizza sandwich?
A pizza sandwich
pizza,
I would eat.
Pizza.
So yeah, to survive, I would eat it. I would eat it on a dare.
What about a roast beef?
No. I don't eat meat.
Well,
I don't care.
A desert island?
Well, I guess if I was dying.
Yeah, well, you're trapped on a desert island. You got to eat the Justy Boy sandwich.
If I had your permission, sure.
I mean, if it's going bad, then yeah, you, know, right, you, don't, right. You don't want it to go bad.
No.
I don't want to get mold on me.
That's true. So I'll just, be doing I'll you just, a favor.
I've lived my dream. I've always wanted to become your shit.
You want to be my shit?
You want to be my shit, B?
Hey, man, you want to be my shit or something?
That's yeah, you cool. Want to go downtown and just be my shit?
You want to get brown? You want to get brown on you?
Yeah.
Thanks for the question, True Einstein.
Yeah. Don't cover your fucking microphone next time, dickhead.
Hey.
What? Yeah, no, I'm kidding.
All right.
And if he doesn't, I'll just fucking swing my chain around until he does.
Bitch. All right. Let's talk about COVID a little bit.
Yeah.
But more so specifically about the...
Let's talk recipes.
COVID recipes?
No.
This is a recipe for, I don't know.
Failure?
Yeah, for failure, sure. Okay. So there are these conspiracy theories out there. They go way back, farther than you might expect, about 5G, the data...
I caught it.
The
caught
data it. Service on
right
your
when
phone.
When it came out.
You know, there was 3G, and then there was 4G. Now there's 5G.
Yeah.
It's the same shit,
I think,
only
I still
faster.
Got 3.
What?
I think I still got 3.
No, you got 4.
I do?
Yeah.
Shit.
4G LTE. Bitch.
4G, I don't want it. Too many G's.
Yeah.
Too many G's. But I was fine with 3.
Well, anyway, these conspiracies theories have been around since 3G even.
Oh, are they debunked?
And Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah, they were never bunked in the first place.
Are you sure?
I'm certain.
Because I had a very smart person on Facebook tell me that 5G.
Yeah.
What is the deal with 5G? What do people say? I don't even know.
So I'm going to go over that. Well, going back to the 3G and the Wi-Fi and stuff, when that came out, people said it gave you cancer.
Oh.
And for the record, it doesn't. It don't.
Don't.
And it seems like that came from this one doctor from, of course, Florida,
mm-hmm.
who came up with some study that correlated the Wi-Fi radiation with brain cancer.
Yeah.
But his whole thing, his whole experiment, his process didn't account for our skull bones or our any of our head meat, which completely guard our brain from radiation. That's part of what it does.
Yeah.
So it kind of came from that and then snowballed into this whole thing that like the government is putting up these 3G towers because it wants to kill us or whatever.
Oh yeah. That's true.
That turned into mind control specifically.
That's just a fact.
Obviously. Obviously, they want to control our minds.
I mean, it seems like they kind of are.
They are.
Right?
In a way. Fuck.
I'm going to throw my phone in the river.
You should. Go off the grid. No, you don't need a grid.
I'd like to get a landline and just use that. I'm dead serious. I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I don't want the phone anymore, you know?
You get one of the... There are these simple phones out there that just do regular phone stuff.
Yeah, but then people will try to send me pictures on it.
Yeah.
I don't want that. You know, I don't want your links. I don't want the YouTube videos. I don't want them.
That's like the one thing that this shit's good for. You can watch video.
No, I don't want it.
Anyway, so now these same people are now saying that COVID is made up.
It's a hoax.
It's a hoax. And
I wear the mask, but you know, I don't believe in this shit.
No, I don't. What do you think? I watch Bonnie or something?
What are you, a little baby? You fucking watch Bonnie?
Yeah, you fucking watch Bonnie?
You watch Bonnie in there, you little fucking girl? Or what?
So here's what they say. The government mm-hmm. rolled out this 5G network.
It's debunked already because the government, everyone knows that the government can't roller skate at all.
That's true. That's
no
a good
balance.
Point. They made COVID up.
Yeah.
To cover up the side effects of their 5G tower or 5G towers that were being put up.
Yeah.
Because 5G was just starting to show up everywhere, including in Wuhan, China.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where they latched onto it. And they were like, it was created to cover up the symptoms of 5G. The 5G. of course, the government is using to control us.
Right. 5G, the new norm.
The new normal. Yeah. The new norm McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
5G. That all checks out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just fact.
Yeah. Wiz Khalifa believes it.
He does?
Mm-hmm. Wiz Khalifa.
Well, if Wiz believes it, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's got to be true.
Oh, yeah. Wiz? My buddy Wiz? He them boys.
Wiz?
Wiz them boys.
Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa. He has a song, We Them Boys?
We are those boys.
We are those boys.
By Wizard Khalifa.
Yeah. We Them Boys believes it. John Cusack. John Cusack.
He's credible.
Well, yeah. You saw 2021 or whatever, 2012.
I did not see that.
What?
Why would I watch that?
Because it's fucking piss a big movie. Loud movie.
Fuck that. I love 1408 and that's it. This is best.
I forgot that that's
fucking 1408. Yeah, hot tub time machine. Come on.
Oh, 1408. Okay, I was thinking of a different. That's the Stephen King one, John Cusack.
John Cusack.
I was thinking for some reason of that BC movie.
Oh, 10,000 BC?
Yeah, or something like that. Whatever it was. I think that was Roland Emmerich that made that, who also made 2012, I think. I don't fucking know. I don't remember. They
he
all
made The Day
shit.
After Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just with kick ass.
Bubble Boy.
Kick ass.
Bubble Boy's Ooh. Finest work, other than Bubble Boy. Wiz Khalifa. John Cusack.
What's your favorite part of Bubble Boy? Bubble Boy.
The part where he bounces around.
Yeah.
Falls over a few times, runs into stuff, knocks stuff over.
We should do a watch along episode, a commentary track to Bubble Boy as
well. We'll have a list. We got so many movies.
Bubble Boy, Bubble Boy,
Bubble Boy, Bumblebee,
Bumblebee,
Bumblebee Boy.
What was the one we were talking about doing with Olivia last? Oh, Copper Bill.
Copper Bill, yeah.
So we started watching this movie, Copper Bill, the other night that's got Dustin Rhodes in it, who's an AEW wrestler. He used to be Gold Dust in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just fantastic.
Yeah, I saw the trailer. It looked like something else.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever. I have no idea what anyone's motives are. I just know that there is a cowboy mafia in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell if Dustin Rhodes is a member of the cowboy mafia.
Cowboy mafia is real.
Or if
they're everywhere.
The other guy that looks like a knockoff Paul Walker.
Yeah, cowboy mafia is pulling the strings in real life.
I know that.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
But in this movie, I don't know what anyone's motives are. And Dustin,
greed,
Dustin, I'll tell you,
revenge.
I will say though,
what
Dustin Rhodes acts, he acts his fucking cock off. It falls right off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right on the floor.
You can see it.
Yeah, lose a little fucking slime streak.
Oh.
What was the episode brought to you by? Slime.
Slime Horizon.
Slime Horizon.
Slime Horizon Studios.
Yeah, that's his wiener fucking just inchworming across the horizon.
Ew.
Leaving a trail of slime behind it.
Well, that's gross.
Because he acts his fucking cock off in it.
You
and I'll give him credit for that.
You know who else acts their cock off?
Who?
John Cusack.
John Cusack? John yeah. Cusack.
John Cusack.
John Cusack?
So, like I was saying,
he's in that movie, Clark Duke.
What? Clark Duke?
Hot Tub Time Machine. Oh, Clark, Clark Duke. Clark Duke.
I forgot about
Clark
that kid.
Clark Duke. Quag Robinson.
This 5G conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Fun fact about it.
Yeah.
It's the second most popular COVID conspiracy theory on the internet.
Okay.
In terms of searches and people, you know, talking about it.
What's the top?
Online. Number one. Bill Gates created a virus. COVID comes from Bill Gates.
Why do people think Bill Gates is bad?
Because he has a shitload of money.
Yeah, but he's nice.
As far as I know.
He's proven he's pretty nice.
He does do charitable things.
He does have enough money to save everyone in the world, and he chooses not to do that. But he'd save some people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He created that malaria drug, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He funded that.
He funded it, yeah.
That's pretty cool. He's out there.
He's done good shit.
He's out there.
He's done good shit. I don't know.
I mean, Bezos. Come on.
Yeah, he's definitely no Bezos.
He can give everyone $3 if he felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
He chooses not to.
But that's out of spite. He's probably pure evil, probably.
You think?
Probably.
That guy?
Yeah, like he looked, because he's bald, like Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think he's making a volcano there or what?
He already has one.
Okay.
Off the grid.
All right.
But Bill Gates, he created the virus so that he could get, you know, a hold on the medical industry.
Yeah.
So.
He's buying Hawaii.
So, yeah. Anyway, the if reason, here's the big takeaway.
Big.
There's been an update.
Update.
On 5G.
Yeah. 6G's coming?
Well, no, the vaccine that's starting to roll out for COVID, Corona Bopas.
Yeah.
It's full of microchips. It's full of microchips that they're going to put in our bloodstream so that they can track us, monitor us, kill us if they want to make the population, you know, if they want to drop those numbers a little bit. But mostly to do their bidding. The reptilian
right.
overlords are doing this. But this is the next 5G thing. 5G can be used by the government to control us through microchips that are being distributed through the COVID vaccine, which is why you shouldn't have it. Don't take that vaccine. Just kidding. You should absolutely take that vaccine or you're a shithead.
I don't know. I heard it hurts.
No, these people are actually getting into that now. Like that's their next front, which is fine because maybe that's Darwinism. Every sensible person gets the vaccine and then those people don't.
I don't know. Heard it hurts your arm.
It might. Like it hurts. It hurts almost as much as wearing a mask.
Right. Oh my God.
Which is fucking dreadful. Oh my God. It's so tough.
I don't do it.
I would never. I would never stoop to that level. Are you kidding?
I'm
a strong man individual.
Yeah. The only reason.
Big hunk of man.
The only reason that I do it is so I can build the muscles on my ears.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right. Resistance.
I got calluses on my ears.
It's not
now.
A mask at all. It's just resistance bands for my ears.
Yeah. I got a calloused ear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's strong.
Yeah, so people can't tear it off.
Yeah. And everyone, if anyone knows me, knows I'm big muscle man.
Big.
And
getting a lot of fights, a lot of scraps.
I get in a lot of scraps. And you know what? I don't want
people pulling scraps off of your noggin.
Not off my table.
No.
Mm-mm. My family's got to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
My family? Me? Personally?
Me?
Come on.
Are you shitting me?
Come on.
So here's the latest, though. People are really obviously saying that there's microchips in the vaccines.
I've heard it.
And somebody had been posting about a supposed wiring schematic for this chip that's being implanted in people against their will. And this person posted it online, a picture of the wiring schematics, and everybody shared it and they're all going buck wild about it. And it says 5G on it and stuff somewhere. And then somebody notices it and they're like, no, that is definitely the wiring schematic for a metal zone pedal. And it is. It was circulating the internet as some sort of a malicious microchip that the government was planning to plant in people. And it's actually just a blueprint for a metal zone. A guitar distortion pedal.
That's amazing.
For metalcore bands.
Yeah. That's awesome. Was it a troll that did it or was it like someone dead serious?
As of me reading about it, nobody knew like this person's source.
Yeah.
So who knows? Whoever.
I hope it was a troll.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's got to be.
It does.
It's a genius prank.
This person replied, this is a Boss MT2 metal zone. And trust me, that ain't curing anybody of anything except for maybe good tone.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Those do stink.
Yeah. Yeah. Another user wrote, excellent. Reassured to know that 5G relies on op amps and some 1N4148 diodes. Proper old school. None of that digital and microprocessor nonsense. I'll take one in each arm. So he's stoked about it.
Yeah.
He likes the metal zone.
He likes to rock. He likes Metallica.
All that old school stuff.
Old school rock.
Old school rock. Bon Ton Tony. John Ton Tony.
I had a guy ask me today if I've ever heard of the Dropkick Murphys.
What? Could you imagine?
I told him I cut Al's hair.
You did?
I did. Of course I did.
What did he say?
He thought it was so cool.
So.
Al's a listener. He's not a patron, but he's a listener, and that's all right.
Can you tell me about your neighbor Ratchet? Let's hear a little bit about your buddy Ratchet.
I swear, I thought I told this on the podcast before, but
if you did, I don't remember it. So people listening probably don't remember.
Yeah, I just I texted the person that I lived with just to make sure it wasn't like something that I just like
dreamt.
Imagined. Because it seems like it would be, but it wasn't. It was absolutely real.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking him questions, too, to make sure that he had it right and just prompting him that way. And he had everything exactly as I told it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd fact-checked this.
Mm-hmm. With a third party.
Right. And I could do it with a fourth, but I'm not gonna.
Mm.
I used to live in New Market, New Hampshire.
Scenic
New Market, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And yeah, we used to
go.
You can
get good wood up there.
Fuck yeah, you can.
Fucking pallets of it.
Fuck yeah, you can. I got a piss a library too. If you like to, I don't like to read, but I like to rip out the pages and hand them back, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Fucking yeah. Blasphemous books. I don't
destroy
care.
It.
Catcher in the Rye. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm right? not still letting my kids read that shit.
Fuck that
fucking
and all.
Smut.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking phonies. Yeah. That's yeah. The, I like that part. I like that part.
That part's great.
Phonies. But, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I used to live in Newmarket.
Yes.
And we had this like fire escape that we'd go and it was just like one so they can put the ladder up and get you from it. It wasn't like a staircase.
Right,
one.
Right.
So we'd sit out there and drink.
This dude that's so punk rock.
Yeah. Well, it was 21 or something.
I know. That's 22. So punk.
Yeah. I am. Okay. I still am. All right. If you're not now, you never were. You know what I mean?
Right.
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 True punk.
And I'm not wearing the uniform like everyone else. I don't have the crass t-shirt discharge.
Discharge.
I don't care. I wear plaid.
Fuck it.
I wear a fucking Patriot
whatever.
Shirt. I don't
safety
care.
Safety pins.
You think I'm not punk?
Studs.
The Clash. So anyway. We'd sit up there and we would drink and we used to just watch this guy for a long time. He was this man that lived next door and he'd wear overalls and every day he would just go outside and he had this old rusty truck and he'd just take a ratchet. We called him Ratchet.
Yeah.
He'd take a ratchet from inside of the truck and he'd just go around and like lightly like bang on his... Just like the panel, like the side panels, like of his truck, he'd just bang on it with a ratchet.
What the fuck?
And then he'd do that for a while, like he's trying to, like he's hammering a nail, like
right. But he's not like whacking it.
No, he's not like. I mean, he's just, definitely denting it, but not you know,
right?
Just little ones.
What the fuck?
And he'd just go whack it with a fucking ratchet. And
maybe
then
he's just keeping it. He's just toughening it up.
Maybe he's teaching it a lesson or
yeah,
two.
Yeah. How to take a beating.
Right, right. So after he'd finish hitting it with a ratchet, he would put the ratchet away and then he would sandpaper just in a circle the same area.
The area that he had been whacking? Or just one area every time?
Just one area every time. He'd just sandpaper in a circle for a while.
Okay, see, I had a theory. I had a theory about the whacking part,
yeah.
But that sandpapering part just throws it on its head.
Yeah.
So I was thinking maybe if this was a Beta, this truck, you know, a fucking shit kicking truck, then maybe he was checking for like rusty spots, like rot.
No.
But yeah, no, clearly not.
No, he didn't care about rot. He drove that thing too.
Yeah, okay.
Which the thought of him driving it was scary, but...
Was it a shit truck, or...?
It wasn't a very nice truck.
Ford?
I don't remember, but...
Ford Broncos?
Yeah, he used to wear, like, overalls and stuff. Like, he looked like he worked at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this, like, one person that would come and talk to him every now and again. And I could never, like, make out actual words that he was saying, but he spoke like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even explain it. It's just... like the a cartoony redneck, but I swear to God, he didn't say real words. Like I
was he talking like Joe Pesci in Home Alone,
kind of. Like, just not angry and a little more, you know.
Don't open jump phone.
That's pretty close.
Shouting phone,
but like a little more cartoony. Like yeah, that's
pound.
That was it.
Well, and he's hitting his truck.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. I'm from the pony, bon pony.
That's about it.
And then he starts sanding.
But anyway, all of that story, besides the voice, that's not accurate.
What?
I love it. That's his new voice.
Okay.
But, yeah, no, he's a weird cat, that guy.
If anybody has any theories as to what the fuck was going on with this guy.
Ratchet?
Yeah. Hit us up. If you know about truck and if this is like a certain type of, a certain way that Some people raise their trucks.
You know the guy that I got something to compare it to finally.
Oh, okay.
You know the guy, did you ever see The Water Boy?
Yeah, it was so long ago, I don't remember.
You know the guy with the real low voice to kind of talks like this?
Is he the guy who was in Death Proof?
I don't fucking know.
Did you not see Death Proof?
I did. It's been a long time.
Oh, okay.
The guy with the real low voice.
Okay.
He sounds like that guy, kind of. No, he's not French fried potatoes, but he's... You're thinking of Carl from Sling Blade.
Yeah, I know. Some calls it a Sling Blade.
But it's kind of like that, too. Just a more cartoony Carl from Sling Blade. We'll go with that.
I calls it a ratchet. And then he's rubbing his truck. He's like, ain't got no gas in it. So that's all you got to say about Ratchet?
I reckon.
Last episode, we talked about some reviews for marijuana strains on the website Leafly.
I've been on there.
And there was another one that was really good. It was for a strain called King Tut.
King Tut.
5 stars. Damn. That's D-E-A-M. Damn. Smoking this now on my patio. I usually don't like the skunky taste, but this is smooth. White ash on this J I rolled. I also rolled it with fresh, high-quality pipe tobacco. So it's going down nicely.
It's just a big, just a fat spliff.
Yeah.
You know?
Spliff. I'm about 5 minutes into this spliff.
Sucking on this fat spliff on my patio.
And I'm already feeling loose. I'm
feeling limp.
I feel like a stack of flapjacks with melted butter rolling down my back.
All right.
He's sweating.
Yeah.
It's hot out.
Oh, he's sweaty, all right.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I need to find me some Pineapple Express. Okay, 10 minutes into it, this is an update.
Update.
If all of humanity smoked this strain, I feel like we would live in a much more positive world. Fuck this Trump guy who became president. He needs to get his King Tut on.
Yeah.
I agree. 15 minutes. I'm noticing everything now. I need to water these dry ass plants on my patio. I'm realizing now that I don't think I'm responsible enough to grow a nice weed plant myself. It would really save me some cash. Either way, I'm fine paying the extra price for this strain because it's bomb as fuck.
Fucking dang.
20 minutes. Spliffy is just about finished. He named it. Gonna take a shower and fix up some late brunch. Happy Veterans Day. Respect to all who serve. And more respect to all that have lost their life to get to this state of freedom our country is in. Interesting turn. With that said, be the best person you can be and don't let our veterans down. Props to Garden of Eden in Hayward, California for selling this strain. And major props to the anonymous and unlisted farm for growing this thing of beauty. 5 stars.
Wow.
This is mostly the first part that I thought was excellent.
That was one hell of a ride, though.
I went somewhere.
Yeah. I went into Bigfoot's dream.
Bigfoot?
Bigfoot.
Well, that's a perfect segue into either one of the other two segments that I have. We could see. Okay, so here's, let's choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
Time. You just mentioned Bigfoot.
Update.
So we could get into, not an update per se, but probably full of updates.
Update.
It's a new segment and a good one called Bwet's Bestiary.
Okay.
And the other one, Bigfoot, could also segue into a Book of 2 Chainz, which is the lyrics we're going to look at are from a song featuring 2 Chainz. Called Big Homie. Like Bigfoot, also known as Big Homie.
Big Homie. Gigantic Homie.
Huge Homie. So which one do you want to do first?
Massive Homie.
Big Homie. Okay, let me light my spliff real quick. Hang on 1 sec.
Don't.
Okay, so we do have a segment, very, very big popular segment.
Big.
Called The Book of 2 Chainz.
Big.
In which we look to the good Lord God up above. We know 2 Chainz is about 6'9" or some shit. I think he's 6'8" or something.
He's big.
He's big. We got to look up to him. We look up to this guy and we see 2 Chainz. And he tells us how to live our lives. So we look to him for support and advice in these trying times. So we read a little bit of a sermon from his gospel. or whatever the fuck, gospel from his sermon, book, you know, 2 Chainz, and so on. So he's got a song. It's not his song. Do you have it up? Big Homie. I think it's Simba or something featuring 2 Chainz.
Simba.
Simba with a Y. S-Y-M-B-A.
Yeah.
Yeah. Featuring 2 Chainz, and it's called Big Homie.
Big. Big Homie.
I'll tell you, it slaps. This song fucking slaps cock, dude. You shitting me? Slaps your cock right around.
Yeah. Do you want me to read it?
You
want
to read it?
Sure.
Go ahead.
What's the goddamn what? What is that? Cast on?
Hold on, I'll bring it up.
C-A-S-T-O-N?
I don't know what that means. Hold on. It's a place in England. I don't think that's it.
All right. I told you it, big dog, once before. Now I'm...
Wait, there is a type of alcohol. A brand. Caston and Maine Brew Yard.
It's probably that.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
Goddamn Caston. That's what he says. I told you a big dog once before. Now I'm taking you buddy's position. Yeah, what's that? What is it?
Hold on. I'm trying to get the lyrics up, but I'm looking at the wrong shit. Oh, talking to the wrong song. Start over, if you don't mind.
Goddamn.
Cast on.
I told you it, big dog, once before. Now I'm taking you buddy's position.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, what's the position?
Oh, hard.
Hard. Oh, rock hard. All yeah, right.
Strong and hard.
Okay, cool. Ain't no comparison.
Upright. Yeah.
Ain't no comparison. I can be arrogant.
Yeah.
When you this good, you don't worry about narrative.
True.
Fuck your opinion. The fact is we winning.
Uh-huh.
No wonder they all want to stop and stare at us. Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me. Rings only, big trophy.
Ring, okay, yeah, big trophy.
Big bag.
Big, huge bag.
Brinks only. Yeah, Brinks only. I done got rich and turned into my big homie.
I love it.
Big homie, yeah. Big homie. I done got rich and turned into my big homie.
Wow.
Big homie.
Wow, I made all this money.
I'm big homie now. All of a sudden, I just turned into big homie.
Can you believe it?
It's unbelievable.
I made all this money. Yeah. And now I'm my big homie.
I done got rich and I turned into my big homie.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You've never seen a homie this big before.
No. If they ever remake The Princess Bride, they should get him to be the inconceivable.
That's inconceivable, man.
Wow. Inconceivable. Can you believe that?
Does anybody want a peanut? We'll play all of them.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
So he repeats that stuff about turning into big homie a lot.
Is he like a werewolf or like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde kind of thing?
Mm.
Like he gets, the more money he gets.
Yeah.
The bigger the big homie version of himself gets.
Yeah.
Which is just basically him, but bigger.
So when he was a youngster.
Yeah.
Big homie was his imaginary friend, right?
Okay.
It's like kind of like a Legion sort of situation where a big homie, as he's making more money, you know, he's becoming big homie.
Right.
But it's not, Legion, it's a negative entity. Big homie, nice guy.
They look alike, though. The fucking guy with the yellow eyes.
Yeah.
That's what big homie looks like. The big egg man.
All right. I done gone straight to the money.
Yeah, make a beeline for that money.
I'm at the Ritz.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, put the 20s over there, the hundreds. Top floor running up numbers. Mm-hmm. I made a list. I'm checking off everything off I wanted, like a brand new Benz.
Uh-huh.
In that car, is it Cartier?
Cartier, dude?
Cartier?
No, Cartier.
What the fuck is that?
Cartier is a brand. It's a clothing brand.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
You ever heard of Cartier?
No.
Wow.
You think I know anything? It's fucking Hanes and it's Carhartt or Harley Davidson.
What about Fruit of the Loom?
Fuck that. I never heard of it.
All right.
Fruit. Maybe it was a meat of the loom.
Maybe it was fucking steak tips of the loom.
Beef jerky of the loom.
Hind quarter of the loom, you know. Something's going to put some hair on your cock. Yeah, some
pork butt of the loom. Oh, shit. All right, like a brand new Benz and that Cartier. Shit for my mama.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pushing foreigns now, touring around.
Okay.
Feet up, smoking weed, border bound.
Smoking weed at the border?
Yeah, he probably shouldn't do that because they're going
to get in trouble.
They're going to search your car.
But he's a little arrogant, he did say. Simba.
He doesn't have any fear.
Simba.
Okay. Jump man. I'm Jordan now. Still, I'm move a quarter pound. Question mark. That's may or may not be correct.
That's, yeah. Medium sized homie.
My big homie used to shit on me. Take a big shit.
Well, it's like not a very good homie if he's shitting on you.
Oh,
you don't want homie diarrhea all over your new Cartier jacket.
Mm-mm.
That's no.
My big homie used to shit on me. When I come through, he get nervous now. I got them all feeling some type of way.
Any, I mean, who knows?
Any, yeah, you know.
Whatever kind of way they
any
want.
Any kind of feeling. So I don't come through because they lurking now.
Mm-hmm. That happens.
Balling out, large amount. I'm buying pounds to get my dogs out. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Baja man.
Yeah. Simba let the dogs out.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because he bought pounds. He bought too many pounds. Couldn't contain it all in the house anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be what he's talking about.
Too many pounds. They free my buddies in the doghouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that shit till they all out. We're going to go and buy them all out.
Yeah.
I spent a stack on these Rick Owens.
Yeah? Who's Rick Owens?
I don't know.
Google. Who's Rick Owens?
According to Wikipedia, Richard Saturnino Owens, known as Rick Owens, is an American fashion designer from Porterville, California.
Wow.
Rick Owens?
Wow, Rick Owens makes unbelievable fashion.
Can you believe I found this Rick Owens coat at JCPenney? It was marked down. I got a smoking deal on it.
It had a yellow tag on it. It was unbelievable.
I got it for a steal, my Rick Owens coat. I wore it to the Oscars.
Yeah, wow.
I went with
George Clooney.
I'm not the one to be big broing.
Yeah.
Ain't no comparison. I can be arrogant. When you this good, you don't worry about narrative. Yeah. Fuck your opinion. The fact is we win, and no wonder they all stop and stare at us.
Mm-hmm. They all want to stop in and stare at us. Look at me.
Rings only.
Woo!
You got a better one in you.
Say it again.
Rings only.
Woo!
That's better, Rick. Big trophy. Big bag.
Huge bag.
Brinks only.
Yeah, Brinks only.
Yeah, Brinks only. I done got rich and turned into my big homie.
Huge homie. Yeah,
big homie. And he talks about
says that a few times.
Quite a few times. But Big Tony, she spit on it.
Wait. Here's where 2 Chainz comes in. It's important to note. This is where 2 Chainz come in.
Yeah, well, you would have known.
Yeah, he does. But if you didn't know our Lord and Savior 2 Chainz, also known as Tony,
yeah,
then you might be a little confused.
Rom Tom Tony.
Rod Sonny Boney. Bon Con Trony. You know, Tom Bon Chassis.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Big Tony. She spit on it.
Yeah.
First trap I worked in sold Nicks on them.
Yeah.
I switched on them.
Yeah.
I bought some pounds and rounds.
Bow. I'm reading the parentheticals, by the way.
Yeah.
This is a background man who's, I think, also 2 Chainz going, bow,
bow. Look at the dressing.
Yeah.
Bent to 1,000 islands.
Yeah.
But he's talking about murder so much, it don't even seem violent.
Yeah, it's true. They're desensitizing themselves. Much like Mortal Kombat, Joe Lieberman, you know, so on and so forth.
Joe Lieberman's in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
What? I'm on 3-way with the pilot.
What does that mean?
I'm on three-way with the pilot. Three-way calling.
Oh.
On his cell phone.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, pilot.
He's got a Nokia. How much the plane? I'm going to buy it.
Ooh.
Oh. Woo. There you go. My neighborhood came with the sirens.
Woo.
It will turn you to a tyrant.
Well,
my kidney should be violent.
Violent.
I was on a lean diet.
Diet.
Loud don't seem quiet.
Wait, I like this. Lean diet. I got to point out that's a good one, because that means two things. Lean, like lean meats
mm-hmm.
and so on, or just drinking lean.
Yeah. Some chuck roast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you ain't fought fame, buy it.
Tell them.
Residue on my fingernails, adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Why that line?
Residue on my fingernails, adolescence.
That just tickles me. You either shoot a buddy.
It's I like how vague it is, because like we know what kind of residue.
Mm.
Well, no, we don't, because it could be drug residue or it could be gunshot residue.
Yeah, it could be whatever.
Could be
goo, cum.
Spoims. So.
Goo, jizz, yeah. Cum.
Load.
Wad.
Cream.
Cream. You either shoot a buddy or go to jail. That's a lesson. Uh-huh. From the south side, went to the east side, trapped out the best western.
Mm-hmm.
If you woke up this morning, that's a motherfucking blessing.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Then that chorus again about done got rich. Be
about turned, 10, 12 times that one goes.
Turn into my big homie.
Yeah, that's the story of the big homie.
Yeah.
Simba got rich, turned into his big homie, and Big Tony happened to be around. She spit on it.
She did spit on it.
She did spit on it.
Eventually.
Right. Yeah.
Did you
After some friction.
Did you know that woodpeckers don't get concussions because their tongues wrap around their brains?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, that's a fact.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good fact.
Yeah, check it out.
Tongue brain.
Tongue brain.
I love that. So, we got a new segment to close the show with. It's called Bwet's Bestiary. And the reason it's called Bwet's Bestiary. Friend of the show, Bwet.
Bwet.
Frequent slime. He gave me a Christmas gift. There's a book called Chasing American Monsters.
Yes.
And
open sesame. Why not close sesame? Huh?
Well, because once it's open, you can't close the sesame.
Are you shitting me?
Yeah, no, not enough torque.
What if you got NOS? Can you close the sesame? Or what?
So basically, this book that Bwet gave me.
What?
Is sort of an atlas of creatures.
What kind of creatures?
Hidden creatures.
Hidden.
And some of these, it goes state by state, and some of these are fucking bizarre. Like the Wampus Cat.
The Wampus Cat.
Yeah. The Wampus Cat is just the first thing I see a picture of. I'm sure we'll cover that someday. But let's just see which one of these catches your fancy.
Okay.
We got the Alabama Metal Man.
I like that guy. We're off to a good start. He comes to your shed. He raids you of all your scrap metal.
Uh-huh. We got the Kodiak Dinosaur.
He actually got arrested for tearing up the train tracks and trying to sell them for scrap. Unfortunately for him,
there's a
the sheriff's son owns the scrap yard.
There's a were-otter.
So... A were otter.
Yep.
Okay.
Giant, that's in Alaska. Giant birds.
I love birds.
You
know those birds that look like dinosaurs, the ones with the big beaks? I forget what they're called.
That's most birds.
No. This one bird in particular. Let me see what it's called. Hang on. It's a real monster.
Is it the Billywack monster?
It might be.
I like that one. There's the
I just searched.
The white thang is another one.
I searched bird huge scary. And the fucking thing came right up. The shoebill stork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's a motherfucking monster.
Oh, yeah. They're massive. Let's talk about California, the Billywhack monster.
Yeah.
That one really catches my attention.
Yeah, it comes out at night. It chases down men named Billy.
And whacks them.
Yeah, and whacks them until they decide to go by William or just simply Bill.
Right.
You say, you cannot be Billy. You're 40 years old. You're a grown man. You cannot be Billy anymore.
Right.
All right?
Unless you're like Billy, I don't know, Billy Joel.
Yeah, that's fine. Billy Gunn.
He can have it.
He's Billy Mr.
Corgan.
Ass.
Billy Corgan can't have it. He's not allowed.
No. But Billy Gunn, Mr. Ass?
Mr. Ass?
Yeah.
Sure. What about Billy?
Billy Idol. He can have it too. Because he's got spiked hair, and that's cool. Punk.
That's badass. Billy Eyelash? No. Hasn't earned it, even though she is a young.
She can keep it.
No.
Yeah. I just mean grown-ass men who are in their 40s. They still call themselves Billy.
Billy, what about Billy?
You're just Bill now.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
He can do it.
Is that different because it's Billy Joe? Two names?
Yeah.
What about Billy Mitchell?
Billy Mitchell?
Yeah.
He's a heel anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, the Billywhack monster is a monster that terrorized Santa Paula, California during World War II in the years shortly after. The creature, tall and ape-like, with horns like a ram, frequented the haunts around the Billywhack Dairy and Ranch off Wheeler Canyon Road. The Billywhack monster had long gray hair.
Been down now, right?
And was massively muscled. The beast was reported to throw large rocks at people and pound on the hoods of witnesses' cars, leaving dents. Is this Ratchet?
Can I say something?
What?
This monster sounds an awful lot like me. Well, I got a couple, two, three, you know. Fucking mixes in me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Denton cars,
throwing big rocks.
Growing out my hair.
Yeah, I don't care.
The monster was allegedly the result of the government's attempts to make a super soldier in an area lab, but it escaped. Although seen often throughout the 1950s and up until 1964, sightings of the Billywhack monster have grown few and quite far between. I think it sounds like the Billywhack monster might have unfortunately expired.
Unfortunately, may have got eaten by a tiger.
Yeah.
In them woods.
There's a tiger in them woods, dude. The
tigers of California.
They got the Ozark howler. Here, I'm pretty curious about the Metal Man now.
Yeah.
That I think about it.
I already told you all about him, but okay.
The Alabama Metal Man. The woman on the other end of the telephone call was frantic. Falkville Police Chief... Oh, this is in Alabama, by the way.
I know.
Falkville Police Chief Jeff Greenhall answered the telephone shortly before 10 p.m. on the night of October 17th, 1973, and heard the excited voice of a resident of rural Falkville claim a spaceship had just landed outside town in a field. The chief grabbed his camera and left the police station, arriving on the site of the landing at precisely 10 p.m., There's no ship in the field. There was, however, a monster. Greenhaw encountered a bipedal creature wrapped in metal, and it advanced on him, according to an article written by B.J. Booth for NICAP, National Investigators Committee on Aerial Phenomenon. It looked like his head and neck were kind of made together. Greenhaw told reporters, he was real bright, something like rubbing mercury on nickel. But just as smooth as glass. Then Greenhaw trained his police cruiser headlights on it. The creature bolted across the field. Greenhaw pushed the car to 35 miles per hour across the bumpy terrain, but the monster quickly outdistanced it. So he chased after it like a real truck.
Yeah.
Down Alabama.
Yeah, you're never going to catch a robot down Alabama.
You can try.
Yeah, I mean, many have gone robot hunting, but few have come back with a robot corpse.
Yeah.
You know,
I've got 6-7 robot heads mounted on the wall.
Fuck yeah, I'm a good hunter. I've gutted many a robot.
He was running fast.
Take out its gears.
He was running faster than any human I ever knew, Greenhaw reported. Although the metal monster was never seen again, neither was the ship. The entity could still be wandering northern Alabama. So if you're out there, northern Alabama, we'll be on the lookout for big metal guy.
Yeah, check it out. Try to capture him.
Check out that metal fella.
Try to capture him for us. We want to give him an interview. Talk to him a little bit.
Yeah, let's see what gets him going.
Yeah, let's see what gets his fucking cock hard.
That's it. Thanks for listening to our program.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. If you could leave us a review, rating, wherever you're listening.
Yeah.
That'd be pissa. If you want to send us questions, comments, you can send us audio questions like Mr. Nick did earlier.
Yes. Don't cover your fucking microphone, though. Don't do that.
Yeah. Send us those on our on Instagram.
Yeah.
What is it?
I play it back, too, before you send it. Make sure you're covering that fucking microphone. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
What is our Instagram?
Yeah.
Cool Parents the Band.
Cool Parents the Band on Instagram.
Yeah.
Big. Again, if you would be so kind as to head on over to patreon.com/coolparents, drop us a little bit of monies.
Yeah.
To show your love, and we'll keep on keeping on nice and tight.
Yeah.
But with some extras, some goodies.
Extras. Goss ship. Yeah.
You're going to want to hear that.
I really enjoy when people do commentaries, like where you can watch along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've like played it back like maybe two or three times. Like that's about it for watch alongs. I don't know if other people are more like I would want to do like an actual commentary track for Ghost Ship.
Yeah. 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 We could do that.
We have to fill a lot of time in there.
We could upload two versions.
Maybe.
I could upload a version with all the empty space cut out. And then a version that lines up with the movie.
That's a good idea.
I know.
Charlie.
I know. That's why the listeners pay me the big bucks.
You know Mudvayne does a song.
I do. And that's what I'm most excited for, to be honest.
I'm looking forward to that scene where they go in the kitchen and they open up the can of beans and then it just turns into a bunch of worms. Huge worms. So many
is that
worms.
A thing?
Yeah, maggots.
Open up a can of worms.
I think it's maggots. I don't think it's worms.
I'm going to open up a can of whoop ass on that worm.
Worm's ass.
I could beat the shit out of a worm.
There's a worm, man. He's hiding in my beans.
We got a worm in a can. He's worming in and worming in and worming out.
Yeah, he's wiggling around through my beans. Worm wiggles in my beans.
My beans got a worm in it.
I'm gonna break a worm's lip.
Well, bust your lip, worm. Thanks for listening to our podcast, everybody. Our website,
coolparents.co.
Hit us up. Share us with your friends. Love you. Come back next week, too. We'll be same time, same channel.
Yeah, leave us a review, okay?
Okay.
Just do it. Just do it, I say.
Okay.
I mean, I say, why not just do it?
Just
you
do
know?
It.
Just get it over with. Do it. We'll stop asking.
Same with Patreon. Just do it.
Just do it, you know?
Yes.
Gosh. Do it.
Thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy, and just do it.
Just do it, boy. Justy Boy.
Do it. Okay?
Fuck the world.
Bust a nut, okay? Do it. Do it.